سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم، ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب، ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم. قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل، فلا تماري فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا، ولا تستفتي فيهم منهم أحدا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, the most liked places on earth by Allah, the masjids. The more time we spend in the house of Allah, the more rewards the conscious of Allah, our iman will increase, our qun will increase. And we make niyat for nafil i'tikaf, nawaitul i'tikaf lillahi ma dumtu fil masjid. This intention for i'tikaf is not particularly only the last 10 days of Ramzan or the month of Ramzan. Throughout the year, whenever we come to the masjid, even for the daily 5 farz salah, and the time we spend in zikr, ibadat, and after the farz salah, Allah gave us tawfiq to sit for some program. We are doing Surah Kahf for a few weeks now. We have reached ayah verse number 22. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala discusses the people of the Ashabi Kahf, those youth, how many they were. Some people said they were 3, the dog being the 4th. Others said they were 5, the dog being the 6th. They are merely guessing. Others say they were 7 and the dog was the 8th. Say my Rabb knows best what their number was, and only a few people know them. So do not delve into debate regarding them except for superficial discussions, and do not even ask anyone about them. It is mentioned in Ruhul Ma'ani, volume 15, page 480, that these 3 opinions arose during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were 3 and the 4th was the dog. The others say they were 5 and the 6th was the dog. And then they say 7, they were 7. There was 6th and 7th was the dog, or the 7th and the 8th was the dog. The first was held by the Jews, the second by the Christians of Najran, who came to Medina. With them was the leader of the Nasturia sect of Christians by the name of Aqib. The third opinion was that of some Muslim. The third opinion was there were 7 and the 8th was the dog. After mentioning the first 2 opinions, Allah Ta'ala says they are merely guessing. After mentioning the third opinion that there were 7 and the 8th was the dog, same my Rabb knows the best. My Rabb knows best what the number was, and only a few people know them. Commentators deduce from this that the third opinion is the correct one. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas has mentioned that he is of those few who know the correct number. He then said they were seven and the dog was the eighth. This is the view of Muslims in general. Now, when Allah Ta'ala want to help somebody, Allah will help them. Allah protected the youth of the cave. Now, while speaking about the incident of the cave, one Urdu poem, a pious personality, mentioned it, and many, many ulama in the Khanqa, in the Tabligh Jamaat, or in general, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, when many mashai sit for itikaf, and many of the murids and students sit with them for itikaf, there's one famous incident is mentioned, a lesson for humility, that I am nothing. They say that Ashabi Kahf ka kutta nek logo ke saath chalne laga aur nek logo ke saath gar mein gaya to Allah ki madad jo nek logo par aaya ya Ashabi Kahf ke naujawanon ke upar wahi madad Ashabi Kahf ke kutte ke paas bhi aaya. We must regard ourselves that I am sinful head to toe. Look at the good qualities in others and our shortcomings. And any good action that is done collectively, same I am the most sinful person in this gathering. Start off with the daily 5 times salah, we come to the masjid, we do salatul jama'ah. See, I am like the dog of Ashab Kahf. And I am just joining the pious personalities that are reading this salah. And we have an opportunity to read any faraz salah in a hif class or a darul loom. There are so many ulama, so many huffaz in that gathering. Say in your heart, Ya Allah, everybody in this masjid, the salah is better than mine. Their khushu and khuzu, concentration, devotion and sifat ihsan in salah is better than mine. Especially in the Darul Uloom, when there are over 300 students and over 30, 40 ustads, and all in sunnat libas, and all got sunnah beard, and they are early in the masjid, and to read salah in that gathering is very wonderful. And say, Ya Allah, through the barakat of other people's salah, you accept my salah. Similarly, when people are traveling, one is going for Umrah or for Hajj. Sometimes you're traveling in a group. Say in this Umrah trip or Hajj trip, every person that is traveling is better than me. They are more pious than me. And Allah knows what good qualities they got. And I am like the dog of the Ashabi Kahf, just joining them. Uhibbu as-salihina wa lastu minhum. Allahumma rzuqna as-salaha. I love the pious, but I'm not the pious. Like how the Ashabi Kahf dog joined the youth and you help the dog, Allah, when your rahmah and help comes to your pious servants for their barakat, you send it. You also send the barakat to me also and make me amongst them in Jannah. And the famous Quran ayat we read, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna. ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. When a person by nature his desires go to a sin and haram, وما أبرئ نفسي إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي. The beginning of 13th para Allah says the desires of man by nature it goes towards haram, goes towards the wrong. That is why we must avoid going to places of temptation. Ya nafs aur shaitan ne kiya hai insaan ko daba. Wala taqrabu zina innahu kana fahish. Do not go close to adultery. Na busy shopping centers, busy malls, etc. where the laws of hijab are violated and non-Muslim countries where non-Muslim females are dressed very immorally. And especially at the nightclub, cinema, we don't want to go there. But sometimes some shops are close to that area and we have to go past. When you go past, read Astaghfirullah a few times. They said, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. He said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatin nisa. Allah, protect me from the traps of women and shaitan, from immoral. Allah, protect us. Then, when we make an effort on our soul, join good company, start reading our Faraz Salah, start reading Quran, and you get more enjoyment in the environment of the masjid than going to the marketplaces and the bazaars. That's a sign of the iman increasing. And when we make effort on your soul, and you make tawbah and istighfar of your sins and mistakes, Allah says, Ya ayatul nafsul mutmainna. That soul who had made tawbah and istighfar, was regular with their faraz salah, abstained from sins, and practiced on the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallam, then fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Go in the company of my pious servants and go into Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala include us among all the pious, and always regard every Muslim better than myself. Look at the good qualities in others and our mistakes and shortcomings. We read a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'mini wa jannatul kafir. The world is for the mu'min is a jail, and heaven for the non-Muslims, disbelievers, mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim, muttafaqun alayhi. A prisoner is not free to do what they want. They have restrictions in movements, restriction what they can do and what they cannot do. Similarly, we as Muslims, we have halal and haram. Afara'ayta man ittakhadha ilahahu hawa. We don't see those people have made their desires as their God. Whatever they feel like doing, they start doing, this is my desires. The wealth that we have is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. We earn it the halal way, and we spend it in the halal way. And if you do haram things with the money, and you know, live like the non-Muslims, going to the places of haram, behind immoral women, alcohol, drugs, etc., cinemas, and watching films, immoral Hindi films, English films, sometimes X-rated films, to Allah protect us. So Allah knows what we do in the masjid. Allah knows what we do in the house. Allah even knows that when you are in the bedroom, what you are doing. Some people have a TV in the bedroom with a cupboard closed. One person made tawbah, istighfar, and happened to meet me somewhere alone. Maulana, you know what? I made tawbah, but you know what shaitan made me to do? I had one TV in my bedroom and I should see the worst of things. But I took that thing out and I threw everything away. Allah must give us the tawfiq of abstaining from all types of sin. Then somebody questioned a pious personality, that you all say Jannat is for the non-Muslims and Jahannam, in this world, Jannat is for the non-Muslims and the prison for the Muslims. But sometimes we see some Muslims that are a bit rich or middle income. They have a comfortable home, they have a vehicle of their own, and they have some comforts of the world. And some non-Muslims, they are very, very poor, living in the shacks. They don't even have a decent bathroom or toilet. They don't have a vehicle of their own. Anyway, we have to give them da'wat about Islam and educate them the correct teachings of Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Explain to them that when you become Muslim, you don't become Muslim for money. You become Muslim to get Jannat and do those actions to get paradise and abstain from the haram. So that pious person replied, see, we hope in the mercy of Allah that everyone become Muslims and everybody get a respectable debt on Iman. Whoever get a respectable debt on Iman, the Jannah in the Akhirat, how beautiful it is nothing compared to the comfort and luxuries of this world. In this world you can be how rich, but you can eat little, and sometimes you get sick, you can't even eat. In this world you can make nikah to the most pretty woman, but as the days are going, you are getting old, she is getting old. And a time come you become parents and grandparents, and the time to leave the world. In Jannah you will remain young and healthy forever. The pious wife of this world will be the queen of the hurus of our in Jannah al-Firdaus. And those aliyas will leave the world without iman, and were arrogant, did not believe in Allah, and was oppressive towards the Muslims. Then the punishment they'll get in Jahannam, aliyazu billah, Allahumma ajirna minan nar, Allahumma ajirna minan nar, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaqa wal jannah, wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal, wa na'uzu bika minan nari wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. The punishment the non-Muslims get in Jahannam, the punishment of Jahannam is much more severe than whatever little difficulty the richest man in this world can possess. And iman is a criteria. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا هُمْ كُفَّارٌ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ. Whoever leave the world with iman, when Allah will send them to Jahannam, then they will say, we'll give you gold equivalent from the earth to the sky. Allah will give double that amount to. That gold won't protect you from the fire of Jahannam. So Muslims remain steadfast on the correct religion of Islam. May Allah grant us a respectable debt of iman and grant us Jannat al-Firdaus and protect us from the punishment of this world, punishment of the grave and difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahu bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.